next item was subdivision 2008-3, Evelyn J. and Arthur P. Davis Jr.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, I've got a motion here somewhere. Here we go.
All right, sir.
Can I just jump in here for one second before you get started on that? Because I sit with the Board of Adjustment a lot, and uh-huh. this has kind of piqued my interest.
Okay.
Because what's that?
Are you looking forward to changing?
No. Not after tonight.
He's setting us up. I can feel it coming. He's setting us up.
You've got a two-lot subdivision, and I know there was a question posed to the applicant, do you have any future plans for subdivision, and they say no, and they always say no. Somewhere down the line, lot number one gets sold to somebody. May not be the family member they intended. Maybe it gets resold. Inevitably, this person comes before the Board of Adjustment, and they want to subdivide lot one into two lots because they've almost got 1.5 acres. They're just a little short on acreage, and they can get a variance for road frontage. And so we're seeing a lot of these things at the Board of Adjustment. People are coming in and speculating. They're buying 1.5 acres and then coming in looking for little tiny subdivisions, and they're oftentimes able to get variances for these things.
Just
sure, I can say no.
No.
Well, that's easy for you to say. But
in this case, we do have marked on the tax map no further subdivision without PFD.
That's what I'm wondering if you could keep in mind when you get things like this, putting that kind of a stipulation onto your final ruling, and that way we don't get those problems.
Virtually all the time we do that. Anytime you've got, most of the time when these folks come in with something like this, it's a stipulation of the approval. There's nothing else.
Because I understand what you're saying, and they could say no, but
we can save you the trouble.
Yeah, you'd make my job a lot easier.
Well, and I think we should.
We're doing is getting substandard lots.
We should settle that issue right at the at this point rather than just speculation.
Is that noted on the plans?
Typically, yeah.
Make a motion, no further subdivision.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're getting ready to roll on.
It's part of the motion.
You've got to make a part of the motion if you don't.
Okay, Mr. Ross, sorry about all the crosstalk.
Thank you.
It's good. Give me time to try to satisfy the legal counsel. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary and final approval of subdivision 2008-3 for Evelyn J. and Arthur P. Davis based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. Two lots on 2.69 acres of land is within the allowable density for AR1 land. Number three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, traffic, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. B, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. C, there should be no additional subdivisions of the two lots approved.
But not when you...
Without a public...
Number five. Your motion said preliminary and final, and your number five said preliminary.
I've crossed that out on the bottom, actually, at the advice of legal counsel.
Okay, so what do we have?
Preliminary? So what, we're granting just preliminary?
That's the end of the motion as it reads, right? Is that what you have?
Yeah, is that what you got?
This should be preliminary and final.
Yeah, it should be preliminary and final.
Oh, read five?
You don't want to see it again.
See?
Yeah.
The strip lot.
Well, we did at the top.
Yeah, right.
Right?
You got it. Is there a second?
Right.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary and a final subdivision 2008-3, Evelyn J. and Arthur P. Davis Jr. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.